companies. So I'm grabbing Paul. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Aiden, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there as a local option?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
Okay, great. Paul's coming now to apply that rate.
Hi, Aiden, happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going great. How about you?
Oh, not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. A lot of photos on there, a lot of information. That's fantastic. And then Tara says you're building a website as well, right? You're building that yourself?
Correct, yeah.
Should be done in a couple few weeks. That's good. Now, I'm the pricing director for the area, and of course, it's my job to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, find the best package for the needs of your business, and then to make it affordable for you. Tara says, officially, it's a fairly young company. Now, I know that there's a website in the works. There's not currently, though, at least I didn't see, a verified Google listing, not an active Google business profile yet.
No.
That's okay. Most of our clients don't have that. Our job then is, of course, to not just make sure that you do have a verified Google listing, that you'd also be listed on Bing Local as well for that pack that pops up on Bing, and the roughly 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. Of course, most people will be looking on Google, so we're making sure that your business is one of those options for people in your service area. And, of course, they don't even need to know the name of your company as long as they're looking for the keywords and search phrases related to really any of the services that you provide. Your business would be one of those top options. Of course, that means you get more phone calls directly to you, calls from someone who would have even seen the website that you're working on, and then they decided to reach out to you. So it's a very high conversion rate. The people calling you saw something that they liked. They're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. Now, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. We offer it on a month-to-month basis. In fact, we would use that Facebook listing and run paid Facebook ads for you as well. Another great way with the social media components to kind of get your name out there and get your phone ring, and that's what it's all about. Now, no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do qualify as a younger company for reduced pricing. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It just does make it more affordable for younger companies. Again, it's our job to keep your phone ringing, being that it's a month-to-month service. I definitely want to make this affordable here for you. So you're looking at saving $300 a month, saving a little bit more than 50% every month that you choose to keep the service. Again, it's month-to-month. You'd be looking at exactly $299.00. That's with $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So with that $100 budget built into it, you are looking at about 400 clicks a month from people that can find you on their Facebook page. So whether they're on Google or Bing, searching on Facebook, like I said, you'll also have Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Your business and the website that you're working on will always be there for people to reach out to you directly. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. No, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where everyone goes when they don't know who to call, being that it's a fairly young company. Traditional word-of-mouth might not yet be that reliable factor driving new business to you, but, of course, every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can recommend you to their friends. Of course, maybe use your services down the road for a different project. You will, with this service, get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So, of course, you'll know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. Now, we are creating multiple platforms and directories, everything that Google wants to see. When they do that that keyword search, when someone's looking for your services, this content that we create is going to really reassure Google that you are the top option, that you provide the services listed. Now, of course, it all happens pretty quickly here. We will be working to get your PIN verified right away. I think if that website's going to be done in a couple of weeks, that timing's still okay. But, I mean, the Facebook ads are usually up and running in as little as 7 to 10 business days. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. And if necessary, we could even do one kind of just as a placeholder until your website's completed. But it seems like you've got, you know, pretty good handle on the website. No hiccups or snags in the foreseeable future. You think it would be up and going in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I would say, if not.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Sometimes I talk to business owners. They say, I don't really have the time. I've been working on it for months. It's still not done and don't really know what I'm doing. But if you've got that handled, we could definitely do that for you. Now, of course, like I said, being that it's month to month, you know, there's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. You can pause it. No questions asked. No fees involved. I did notice that you guys have Angie, Tara attached that Home Advisor powered by Angie. Very different service with that. Of course, with that, you're paying for leads or you get a certain number of leads for a fixed monthly rate. But have you had that service long enough to get the leads and try and follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you?
I've only had that. I just got started on Angie's List about less than a week ago. So.
Oh, really?
I've got probably 3 leads from it from
okay.
Less than a week, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a well-made lead service. Of course, you are going to get leads, although for something like that, you know, the leads that you get are basically like a phone number, and it's not like an exclusive lead. It does go out to a couple of your competitors, so it's your job to make sure that you're following up with those people, turning those leads
right.
into jobs. Are you under contract, or is that like month-to-month?
It's a month-to-month.
It's month to month, gotcha. And like I said, it does not conflict at all with anything that we do. This is just a completely different way of getting your phone ringing and, of course, kind of completing that online picture for you with the website and having that verified Google listing, the Bing listing. Now, obviously, you know, it's a great idea to get your name out there. Are you guys doing commercial work, too?
Yes. Yeah, we're newly commercial.
Nice.
Labeling ourselves as a newly commercial. Yeah.
That's perfect. So obviously our job is to target specific places in your service area, target both residential and commercial clients. We don't draw a big circle around you, so you can go a little bit farther in one direction versus another. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. Now, being that this is a position that we're actively filling, since it is month to month, is that something you wanted to move forward with today for your business?
You're talking about the $299?
Correct. Now, that's a fixed rate. It's month to month, but it's not going to go up on you. It's not an introductory rate. It is all inclusive, though, so there's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, okay. No, I'm totally down to go through with it.
It's Andrews and Sons Construction, and you wanted the Inc., right, the INC, to be part of the branding of the business, too? I notice it's not on your Facebook
sure.
page,
yeah.
but it
yeah,
is on your...
I'd want it at the end just so people know.
Absolutely. I think that's a smart idea. And then your Facebook page has the Andrews and Sons Construct at gmail.com. And then I did see, I think it's on the Angie's. Yeah, it is. The 444 Grandview Boulevard. Now, your business, though, is service-based, right? So you go to the customer. No one comes to you. That address is not really one you would want the public to know about, right?
It's not, I mean, I don't really, I don't really have a preference. I just, that's my,
your residence?
That's actually my father's address.
Oh,
that's
it's
actually
your
my father's address.
Got
he,
it.
Me,
okay.
me and him are 50-50 partners.
Right,
there,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Tara put that in the notes here, kind of a family business. That's fantastic. And then, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck. They don't expect you to have a brick-and-mortar showroom or location. They wouldn't really want to list that street address. Of course, they wouldn't want anyone driving out to your dad's place any more than you would, especially since you guys are out in the field most days. So we could list you with just the city and the state, not even that zip code. And then Tara didn't verify the spelling of your first name. Is it A-I-D-A-N or E-N?
It's actually A-Y-D-O-N.
A-Y-D-O-N. Okay.
Yeah.
A-Y-D. D-O-N. Perfect. And then, of course, your customers are going to call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When we contact you regarding your account, Aiden, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information, something that we would want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact. Did you have any particular preference as to how we reach out to you?
Not at all. Any email, text,
perfect.
Or call.
Any and all? Gotcha. That's perfect. Yeah, and there's going to be some redundancy built into it. I mean, if we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the next thing to do would be to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will reach out to you. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but it does take about 30, 40 minutes. We're going to talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, mission statement, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll be targeting both residential and commercial clients. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, which is just to add a little bit of extra protection on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, and that means if someone were to call us, tell us that they're with Andrews & Sons Construction, Inc., even if it's you, Aiden, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you get phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Finley.
Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I do have to type it in twice. And then it is exactly $299. How did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Yeah, just Visa.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Yeah, it'd be my name.
Any middle initial?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 4403-9325.
Mm-hmm.
6658.
Okay.
1269.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 0428.
04 of 2028. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
733.
I have April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4403-9325-6658-1269?
Correct.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
It should be 6301 West 93rd Street South.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okataha, spelled O-K-T-A-H-A.
Mm-hmm. And the zip code?
74450.
Okay, perfect. And then, so as far as that follow-up call goes, would you be, well, it looks like we're booked out for the rest of the day. So we'll be looking at tomorrow then. Looks like we could do as early as 9 a.m. or as late as 5 p.m. Would you want something kind of mid-morning, later on, or towards the end of the day?
You said that's for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're booked out for the rest of the day, but we could do as early as 9 a.m. tomorrow. You don't have to be in front of a computer as long as you can carry on a conversation. You could be driving or working.
Did you say you had an evening time, like around 5 p.m.?
Yeah, we could schedule the last appointment, which for tomorrow is going to be 5 o'clock. In this case, it'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call would get to you pretty close to 5. Get you off the phone about a half hour, 40 minutes after. It's a 1 hour window, but the call itself doesn't take that long normally. You'll receive at 4 o'clock a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5 o'clock tomorrow. I'll also send you a calendar invite. That invite really is just for your record. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for Client Interview in English. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us because we are a Google partner. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me, Aiden, at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Andrews and Sons Incorporated.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have it. Andrews and Sons Construction Incorporated, right?
Oh.
Got it. Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Aiden Andrews, General Contractor.
Okay. And, of course, for Andrews & Sons Construction Incorporated, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right? Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are an authorized user on that card?
Correct.
Of course, in your name. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, Aiden, you would agree to that, right? Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Facebook page, that you're building a website, and, of course, of the Angie leads. There's no conflict with any of that. The reason we ask is, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, first, obviously, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important, though, is that it's our job to make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure the information is accurate. Aiden, that's fair enough, right? Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, website. We will do that audit in the very beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with it, of course, being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 20th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Mr. Andrews, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So that means no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month in that exact same amount of $299. That reduced rate, again, will never go up on you. And as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that would be necessary here. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Aiden, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, you're going to receive an automated email. It's a welcome email or the confirmation email. It does have your client support phone number on there. Of course, our client support email address as well, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
1 second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
So that toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time, of course. And you can always email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless, of course, they get the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email. In about a minute, you'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the link, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Otherwise, we do have you all set and squared away on my end, and that follow-up call is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Maybe I can get a little bit of a head start here for my client interview technician. Did you guys want to be found Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
You can do Monday through Saturday.
Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
8 to 5.
8 to 5 and closed on Sundays. Are you taking anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything besides credit card and check? Cash, of course.
We do Cash App.
You do Cash App. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you've gotten the one that I want you to see, which is the Local Splash initial invoice. In a minute or so, you'll get the welcome email as well. But if you open up the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it says, "Hello, Aiden. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then a couple of sentences down, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Which, there it is, okay. Yep.
So if you click on the click here, it's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Feel free to scroll above that long line. Obviously, Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. You'll get phone calls from people searching on Bing. Of course, all the different destinations and directories are included. The Facebook ads included at no additional cost. Now, that long line that goes across, below it, it populates your number and then a couple of different boxes. We'd want you to click all three of those boxes, one that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can stop at any time, no questions asked. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, that's when you would click inside the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign and type in or copy and paste your name. It's usually case sensitive, at least for the first name, but capital A. Once you've got Aiden Andrews in that box, click the longer box, the one that says confirm signature. It's the orangish colored box, and if you are on your smartphone, turning it sideways will definitely help all of that to pop up a little bit higher, as long as you're not locked in portrait mode. But once you've got that confirmed signature box, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that. If it asks you to log into your tracking system, just let me know when you see that next screen. Okay. You don't have to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, but you will receive by email and text notification when your tracking system is active. At that point, it's live 24/7. The reports update in very near real time, so several times throughout the day. You also did get the welcome email, again, that has your login credentials. Your username is the phone number that we're speaking on. It's in our system the same way, and you can't change it. It is with the area code included, but just numbers. So 918-652-1396. Get photos is your default password, all lowercase, no space, but you can change that at any point in time. Now, we're really excited to get this going for you. The local map, that pack result, Google and Bing, all the different destinations, directories, the Facebook ads, etc. Now, are you familiar at all with Google Guarantee or local service ads?
I'm not sure.
So local service ads is a pay-per-lead service offered through Google. It's quite different than like Angie or Thumbtack because the lead that you get is not like a phone number that gets sent to you and a handful of your competitors. It's a phone call, the phone call that comes directly to you from someone who will have seen your website first. It's called Google Guarantee because Google basically guarantees your work. They'll come out of pocket for any complaints against you, pay up to $2,000. Obviously, that's not something you would want to use or even need, but of course, it's there for reassurance for your potential customers who, for the most part, go to Google Guarantee because they know at least a little something about it. They might not know the details of it, but they may know that the businesses there basically have Google's stamp of approval. And in fact, like I said, you are going to be at the very, very top of the page for Google Guarantee. The local map is right below those top paid ads. Now, this is something that we can always do for you down the road. I know you already do have a lead-based service in Angie. With Google Guarantee, though, it is a pay-per-qualified lead. With the Google Guarantee section, everything routes through a Google number. It gets monitored by a Google AI. So you have to be talking to someone, a live person, again, calling you, someone in your service area, someone talking to you about a service that you want to provide. You have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, it's not even a qualified lead at all, and you don't get charged for it. When you do get charged for the qualified leads, they're going to be less than $25 each. I'm seeing $22.67. Google would want you to maintain a budget that would support, at least to start, 13 leads. So that would be $296. You wouldn't pay it immediately. In fact, there's a vetting process. Google outsources it to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you probably know from cowboy movies. They'll want to make sure that you don't have any felonies on your record. Of course, you don't have any felonies, right? At least not in the last 7 years, if ever. Okay, gotcha. And then you are, of course, always required to carry liability insurance, but if you have any liability insurance for your business at all, you'll always have even many, many times over what is a very low minimum requirement here. And I'm just checking. You do have liability insurance for your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. So in this case, for your services, for the category that you would fall under, and for the state of Oklahoma, let me just check and see what that is right now. My system's being a little slow. So it's $250,000 in general liability. Probably have $1 million or more, right? And there's no licensing requirement for Google Guarantee, not for your services. And that's something that we can do for you at any point in time. It's going to be probably a higher conversion rate than what you'll see with people finding you in the local map. But of course, in the local map, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You get 100 calls or, 1,000 calls in a month. It's still the same flat rate. With the Google Guarantee, like I said, you're paying per qualified lead. You don't pay right away. There's just the vetting process that might take 3 or 5 weeks. The day you decide to move forward with that, if you do down the road, you get the application sent out to you by a link on a text. It takes about 15 minutes or so to fill it out. And then as long as you can send us the supporting documents, again, proof of insurance and things like that, then usually you're vetted completely within 3 to 5 weeks. At that point in time is when you would come out of pocket for that activation budget, which in this case is about $300, $296. Every month after that, you only pay for the leads that you use. Again, they have to be qualified leads or you don't get charged for them. Let's say for simplicity, you only use one lead, because you're getting calls from the local map. You've got Angie anyway. Maybe you get a job and you pause your leads after that. If you only use one lead, the next month you pay $22.67. All that you would pay up front is the one-time application fee, which is $250. That goes direct to Google. It is not a annual membership. You don't have to renew it. It's just the one and done. Okay. So that's certainly something that we can talk about down the road, but I definitely want to make sure that you're verified first, make sure that you've got your website and that we're getting your phone ringing in that local map. Now, there's a huge benefit, though, to doing that. I mean, not only does it have a very high conversion rate, much, much higher than any other lead-based service out there, but when someone can see you in that Google Guarantee section, see you right below it in the local map or pack result, being on the first page twice means not twice as many phone calls. It means more like 4 or 5 times as many phone calls, because if someone sees you twice, they recognize that, they realize that you're the guy they should call. They might even just click on your website in that local map, call you directly from there, and you don't even have to pay that $22.67 per lead. But like I said, that's something we can talk about down the road. Just kind of wanted to put that out there for you, because we are a Google Premier partner. We can offer any of the products that Google offers. But really excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. If I do happen to be in between phone calls tomorrow at 5 when our technician's ready to call you, I'll jump on that call just to say a quick hello to you, answer any quick questions you might have, and hand it over to your technician. If I am on a call, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you either way. But really happy and excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right.
Pleasure, Mr. Andrews. Aiden, you take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll call you tomorrow around 5.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care.